At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
On the line is Ian McDonald, a Queensland senator. He is a Liberal. I talked to him a little while ago, and he did warn about 18 months ago of the way that Tony Abbott's office was being run. And he's a terrific straight talker. He's a former member of the cabinet. He is not in the Abbott cabinet. But I was interested in talking to him again with all this carry-on. He's on the line. Senator, thank you for your time.
G'day, Justin. Good to speak to you.
Can I ask you this one, just straight up? Do you believe that Tony Abbott is going to be able to survive all this?
Well, I guess I'm not a soothsayer. I can't look into the future, and I'm pleased that Tony has sort of set a new direction in the speech yesterday. Everyone, I think, wants him to succeed.
Yeah. Senator, if you don't mind, could you speak a little closer to the phone? You're just a little off into the distance.
I'm sorry, is that
That's
better?
It. Perfect, got you. I'm sorry, go right ahead.
No, and I was just saying everyone wants Tony to succeed. We have been a very good government. Tony's done a number of very good things, but unless we're there into the future, it doesn't matter how good we've been, because you know the other lot will come in and they'll run up the debt again and bring in things like carbon taxes. So I think everyone wants Tony to succeed.
Well, do you think he can?
Well, look, the next few weeks will be crucial, I think.
Yeah.
Certainly in the Queensland election, as I think in the Victorian election, there were real federal implications. And people didn't like Campbell Newman, although I thought he was doing a wonderful job. But their second major concern on polling day and in the pre-polls that I stood on was Tony Abbott. And indeed, you know, those things did have an influence on the Queensland election.
All right, so you believe that when people, they didn't only have Campbell Newman's face in their brain as they were ticking the box, they were thinking about the Prime Minister?
Well, there were some announcements made in the week before the Queensland election that everyone was talking about or laughing about, and unfortunately the timing was just appalling for the Queensland election. Now, we all make mistakes, I certainly make mistakes, everyone does.
Yeah.
And Tony has made a couple, but he's been prepared to correct them, and I'm delighted to see that he has now dumped for the immediate future that paid parental leave scheme. I think that shows courage and sense to acknowledge where you're wrong and do something about it. But it's a question now of whether the Australian public will think that that is an ongoing thing, or whether you know, there will be other difficulties in the future.
Senator, you did dodge my question a little bit. The question was, can he do it? I know you'd like him to do it, but has he got it inside himself? I mean, that speech the other day, did that come some way to fixing the problems?
Well, it was a good speech, but again, I guess only time will tell on whether that's been sufficient. There is a lot of anger out there for all the wrong reasons, and look, you know, I think by and large Tony has done a good job, but he's not come across, and the few things that have gone wrong, I think, have coloured the imagination and the understanding and the wishes of the Australian public. That can be turned around, but time will tell whether that is in fact happening. You see, Justin, I have an aversion to this presidential style that we've got into in Australia
yeah.
over the last 20 years all forms of government. It isn't a presidential style, and why prime ministers or premiers feel that each day they've got to have a news conference that makes them the expert on every single thing of government policy is, I think, just crazy. I mean, we have competent ministers, and they should be left to do things that are in their area.
Yeah, but you lot, I say this with respect, you lot have been fostering that presidential style, and Tony Abbott himself said the other day, the people vote me in. The people vote in a prime minister. I mean, he has been using that, and there have been leaders, whether they be premiers or whether they be prime ministers, they've been using that presidential style to their own ends. I would say the people are not to blame for this. The media are not to blame for this. I would say the way the politicians have been acting are to blame for this.
Well, I accept that admonition, and you're right. But as I've said, I've always had the view that it should be, the senior ministers in areas should be the ones who are commenting on particular issues in their area, not the Prime Minister, who can't possibly have the same intimate knowledge on every single thing. Now, I agree, we have promoted it when it suited us, and certainly, the can-do Campbell Newman was one of the reasons for that enormous victory 3 years ago in Queensland. But again, I think coming from opposition, that's perhaps legitimate if you've got a person who's highly regarded. But once you're in government, I think government is so complex that it really needs individual attention. But I take what you say, that is right. Of course, it's factually incorrect to say that the people elect a prime minister. The people don't vote for a prime minister. They vote for a local member. And if there are enough of the local members elected from a particular party, then a certain person becomes prime minister.
Yeah. Well, I was only quoting your boss.
Yeah, well, yes.
Okay. Have you been talked to? Have you received a phone call? Have you had any conversation about a change of leadership?
Justin, yes, I have, but it was a call while I was travelling back from a parliamentary delegation overseas, and so I didn't get the chance to speak then, and I've been in touch with Tony in his office and said that I'd like to talk to him face-to-face, so God willing, that will happen this Thursday morning, and hopefully we can have a good discussion then. And
Can I just clear that up? You have had a conversation on the phone with somebody about leadership?
No. I thought you said, had Tony rung?
No. That's fair enough. Well, actually, you're hoping... So let's start with that then. You're hoping to speak to the Prime Minister on Thursday?
Yes, I am scheduled to do that. And, the benefit of my advice, such as it is, will be offered at that time, and I'm no doubt Tony will have some things to say to me as well, and that's how it should be. And I'm delighted that Tony is doing that, and that in itself is a change, and a change for the better.
Well, let me go back to the original question then. Have you had a telephone conversation with other members of your party about a change of leadership?
Justin, can I say I have conversations with my colleagues all the time. A few of them rang me last week about those sort of general issues. I said to them, as I think I've said to you and other journalists last week, I wasn't interested in having any conversation with anything but the Queensland election.
I did get that message loud and clear. Thank you very much, Ian. Yes.
So I haven't had any serious conversations with anyone about leadership as such, but clearly some of my colleagues have spoken to me about the general situation and where we're all heading, and those conversations happen all the time, and I'm sure will continue.
They don't happen all the time like this, though, Senator.
Oh, well, people talk politics. Politicians talk politics amongst themselves, naturally, but in many cases it's the only thing we have in common. So that's not unusual that we talk about the abilities of others, of our colleagues, and better than everybody else.
Senator, according to the polls, though, you've got a pretty good second layer of talent there with Malcolm Turnbull and Julie Bishop. If it were to come to that, would you support either of those two to become leader?
There isn't a likelihood of a poll at any time in the near future, so
it's a fairly hypothetical question, and I could answer that by saying I could name probably 20 of my colleagues who would do a great job leading the party at some time in the future, but it's not really at this stage in the game a matter of that's had any of my consideration.
No, okay. Senator, I'll let you go. I know I kept you over time here, but look, you have been critical of the way Tony Abbott's office is being run. There's been a lot of talk about his chief of staff, Peter Credlin.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.